Thank you. I remember when I was in high school. In England, there's no separation of church and state, so we have government inspectors come to Jewish schools, which I, for some, I guess, is a disadvantage. You also have the advantage that school is free, so it all balances out. And that also meant that inspectors came to see how Jewish studies classes were running as well. And I remember we had Sunday school, we had school Sunday mornings, and we were doing Asheyat Tzar at one point early in my high school career, and the surrounding halachot and philosophic ideas. And it's kind of, I guess, an awkward moment. You've got an inspector not involved in Jewish life, presumably not Jewish. And here there are a bunch of kids talking about how to behave in the bathroom, what kind of blessing you say after the bathroom, and how odd it is to associate divinity, religious practice, spiritual life, with relieving oneself and going to the bathroom. To walk out of that room and see that I should say a bracha is an odd thing. And I remember quite vividly the teacher, the remark they made about the bathroom. He said, the bathroom is not a place associated with rudeness. It's not rude to go to the bathroom. It's just a place of privacy. It's a place to be private. It's not something we're ashamed of or embarrassed about. It's a human function. We relieve ourselves. We're built in a way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed us. He didn't have to design us this way. So it's not rude, but it's private. And I remember looking at the inspector throughout this class, thinking they must think we're bonkers, which is an English word for crazy. She actually seemed quite intrigued by what we were discussing and kind of gave that nod of interest when he made that distinction. And Halacha Bet is a sim. It opens with a simple sentence: Yehi tzanua beveit hakiseh. One should be modest in the bathroom. And again, we know that we should be modest everywhere we go. We said in the previous siman that we should dress to be modest. We should act with a modest. We should walk with a modest gait. But it seems to be when it comes to the bathroom, again in particular, there is a need to emphasize the need for privacy and modesty, because there is no place that is void of divinity and irrelevant to spiritual life. And we shouldn't think that, oh, you know, the cat's out of the bag, we're base material beings, we're in the bathroom, so how we behave doesn't matter. It's a place where we act not because it's rude, but because it's private, with a sense of dignity and as much modesty as we can. Thank you.